Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. And if you missed any parts of hours one or hour two, you can find them at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Click on the Listen tab, and you can add our program to your favorite podcast. We've got iTunes, TuneIn, iHeart, Giovanni, Deezer, Spotify, Podchaser. There's a whole bunch of them up there, and whatever you like to listen to, just go to the Listen section, and down at the bottom, you'll see the icons for the different listening opportunities. And just click on those, and each one of the hours is separated, and you can listen at your convenience. In addition to that, if you go to the show archives, I'm in the process of getting the videos up on a more regular basis at Rumble, so you'll be able to go and watch video presentations as well, archived at Rumble. And the link for that is there. It's also, it's Chosen Generation Radio Show, and that's on the Rumble site, Chosen Generation Radio Show, and you can watch the video archives as well. All right, very pleased to welcome my guest, and as we do, we partner with MRC and Newsbusters and CensorTrack to share with you stories that news media is not covering, and to really call to account the fake news folk for burying these stories. And I welcome to the program T. Rose Mandelberg. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Pastor Greg.
Well, there's a great deal for us to talk about. I have to say that, you know, at the end of the day, the top issue in my thought process is, you know, that they are completely and totally ignoring Joe and Hunter Biden and you know, emails that have come out now. I mean, there it's the clear evidence, the reality. I just had Sam Faddis on yesterday. Knowing that the CIA knew that Joe Biden was in collusion with China going back, you know, they're saying 2018. We know it's a lot further back than that, but 2018 that they'll tell us. That it's kind of a problem when the president of the United States is essentially partnering with these illegals.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, you know, it is crazy. Like you're saying, the media is completely favoring President Biden. And personally, while I think it's important to respect the people who, you know, are leaders, of course we need to show respect to Biden. But at the same time, we also have to recognize that we are a nation that, you know, needs to practice this idea of accountability and taking responsibility for your actions. And it's become abundantly clear that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden was involved in this scandal with Hunter Biden. And it's just like the media either just doesn't want to admit it, or once they do admit it, they kind of gloss over it. We do a number of different studies here at the MRC and find like they barely even touch it, when at the same time, like, they barely touch any of it. All of this new stuff comes out and they barely even mention it. Right. But then the second, like, former President Trump, like, goes on a vacation, it's like, let's spend 6 hours talking about how horrible this president was and not even talk about how the current man running our country was involved in all of these scandals and is lying about it. And then, you know, we're just allowing that to just pass by. Like, the hypocrisy of it is very undeniable at this point.
Well, and not only is it undeniable, but I think it sets a very dangerous precedent because it obviously tells everyone that there are two different standards. And so long as you are following a particular ideology or a particular course, then you're going to be covered, and you need not worry about following the rules or following the law. And if you are not, and you should speak out and say anything that is contrary to the line that they want you to follow, you are likely going to be at peril.
That's right. That's right. That's very true. And it that goes to show with like any of the things that you disagree with, whether it's the country or something that you think should be pointed out. We saw that time and time again, and still see it often with the coronavirus. You know, the things that they would highlight and talk about, but then the things that they wouldn't talk about, and it's all just to push this narrative. You know, that the left is right about everything. And with the Hunter Biden situation, it's like they just want to do everything they can to protect Joe Biden's reputation. And, you know, I don't know what their intention is with that, because he's honestly asleep half the time or, you know, doing something else. But
yeah,
it's crazy, Pastor Greg. They're so obviously and blatantly favoring a reputation over actual justice, and that's not what our country was founded on.
Well, and again, you know, the shifting narrative as it relates to January 6th, and the mm-hmm. More revelations keep coming out that clearly indicate that at the very least, they should be investigating, as journalists, they should be investigating more of the narrative that they put out there.
Right.
Were we accurate? Did we report accurately? Maybe not so much. And where are the stories that go along with the video and the evidence that's been released that indicates that their narrative and the selective pictures that they put up don't at all tell the story about what really happened on that day?
Right. Right. That's exactly right. They don't want to talk about it, though. It's just, let's push this idea. Let's push these facts. And I always say that their slogans are just like bumper stickers. They all bought the same bumper stickers, and they all just say them time and time again. The bumper stickers, you know, there's a couple of them. It's, you know, January 6th was Trump's, all Trump's fault, and he did this, and Biden is such a, let's all just praise Biden and everything he does. And like you were saying, like they just only share that side. And it's almost like, I talked about this recently in a piece saying how, you know, it's like the left is brainwashed. And I know you and I talk about this and how that's Satan's, one of his tactics is to encourage people to not think critically. And when we think critically, we recognize that these things are issues. And I feel like that's what a lot of us, at least you and I, are trying to do, think critically about these things and not just accept whatever is presented in the media, social media, right, news media, anything like that. But, you know, a lot of the left and almost all of the legacy media, including the ones that people used to maybe think were more journalistic and less biased, they're all leaning towards this biased reporting and on everything. And it's just so obvious, and it's unfortunate because most people don't kind of dig around and look for, nobody has time for that. They just flip on whatever news is on, and you know, whatever's the first channel they see or whatever they're used to or whatever they grew up watching, and they just accept whatever is presented for them willy-nilly. But that's not how you can approach life right now to get an understanding of what's going on in our world and culture.
Yeah, it's well, and you know, again, talking about exposing all we're talking about here really, T-Rose, is we're talking about media doing what the free press was designed to do, which is to keep these government entities and authorities and so on in power in check so that they would know that if they stepped over the line, crossed the line, you know, that there was somebody that was going to just report on it. Not opinionate, but just report. Hey, this is what they're doing. Case in point is the story you guys have up from, actually it's from May 25th, but boy, how significant it is to today, and that is Biden's DHS is weaponizing an anti-terror program against Christians, conservatives, and the GOP. And look, I mean, these indictments against Trump, you could look at this article. That's what we're talking about.
Yep, it's true. And it's sad that we even have to report on this kind of stuff. And it's sad that the Media Research Center, where we look to expose the biases in the media, that we have to exist. But the job security at this moment is pretty good for me.
Yeah, I would suggest. Well, and again, you know, kicking down the doors of individuals that are in support of life and not murdering babies. Kicking down the doors of you know, parents who showed up at school board meetings and stood up and read excerpts from books that were in their child's classroom, and school board members saying, "Shh, you can't say that here. This is a public forum." Excuse me? This is a public. Okay, my 10-year-old. Was told to act out a pornographic scene out of this book in front of her class and told to talk about sucking, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yep.
From the front of the classroom to describe how she sucked.
Yeah.
And when the parent starts to read this in front of the school board says, "Excuse me, you can't talk about that here. This is a public setting." Well, then why in God's name did you? Are you okay with this child being exposed and being instructed by their teacher to act this out and portray this scene in front of their entire class? My God. Every single one of them. I mean, if I'm the parent, I'm walking up there and I am slapping them.
Right.
And yeah. God help anybody that gets in my way. I'm serious as a heart attack. God help them.
No, it's true. It's true, Pastor Greg. It's so insane. And then those people, those God. Parents, those ones are, you know, considered the villains. They're the ones who speak out against this. They're the ones who are getting in trouble. I mean, you saw it with Loudoun County a couple years ago, where the father of a child who was literally raped by a transgender, quote-unquote, child, because I don't believe that children can be transgender, and like anybody can be transgender, but that's a whole other thing. You know, the father who was trying to defend his child and you know, explain how horrible what happened to her was, he was the one that was getting in trouble.
Physically removed from the meeting. Physically removed. Patriots, you want to do something? Show up at those meetings and provide these parents security.
Yeah.
These meetings and provide these parents with security and make it clear. They will be allowed to speak, and they will not be interfered with. And any action to stop their speech is an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have committed a crime against a child. Making a child get up in front of the classroom and portray a pornographic act is a crime against the child. It's child abuse. And it should be reported as such. And the teacher and the principal and the school board should be arrested. Arrested.
Yeah. 100%.
They should be sitting in jail right now, under arrest. But you don't have DAs in those communities that have any righteousness to them at all.
No,
and I'm calling out the sheriffs in those communities because you swore an oath to a constitution. You swore an oath to uphold the law, and you swore an oath to defend. And if you're not willing to defend the least, the very least, the little kids, shame on you. Resign. Turn in your badge. Shame on you. Shame on you. They have declared war on families in America, T. Rose.
Yeah, it's true, Pastor Greg. I was looking at a situation. It was last Wednesday. Parents in Maryland, they gathered at the state district court to fight for parental rights and protect their children from some of the indoctrinating content that, like you were saying, a lot of these parents who go out and speak at these school board hearings kind of expose. And essentially in Maryland, they're being represented by the Beckett Foundation, which is like a legal counsel for religious freedom.
I know who they are. And a good organization.
Very good. Very good. And essentially this group of mixed religions people, they wanted the chance to opt out of their children being presented with or read these Pride books. Kids as young as like pre-K, so 3 to 4 year olds, were getting read these pro-pride or pro-drag queen storybooks. And all the parents wanted was to be able to say, you know what? Based on my religion, I'm allowed to opt out of things like Valentine's Day or Halloween or specific Christmas celebrations for my kids in this Maryland district school district. But why can't I say, well, you know, pride, homosexuality, that is not in line with my religion, and I'd like to opt out of my child being exposed to that sort of content. So that's what this lawsuit is pushing, and there's no news yet on it, but it's just these parents, you know, the people who really should be the first teachers for their children, and are having that right stripped away from them because of the school's indoctrinating policies, the people, the left, would paint them as bigots or as angry or as toxic people who just want to abuse their children and not allow them to express themselves individually or with their own identity. But, you know, they're the ones painted as the villains. And it's just, it's quite ridiculous, like you're saying. And I really like that you mentioned how we need to call these people out, these people who are completely, they're not protecting kids, they're not allowing free speech, which is our First Amendment, which is crazy that that's being stripped away. But, you know, kids are the main target right now. And it's so nerve wracking for me and other people. I don't have children yet, but I see it happening, and it worries me for my kids. This point, they'll definitely be homeschooled.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. Well, and that is an option that I recommend people strongly look at and pursue. The problem is that these radical educators are working very hard to enforce their same radical ideals in your home. You know, the very last God's Not Dead film addresses that particular issue. You had a homeschool class, and you had some social worker that showed up and said that they were there to monitor what was being taught in the homeschool, in the co-op, and then subsequently, you know, attacked the people who were doing it. It went all the way up to, you know, congressional hearings and what have you. But you know, that film's not far-fetched from where we are. That's the reality. And again, I'm not saying go in with the intent to commit violence. I'm saying go in with the intent to call these school board members, the teacher, the principal, the administrators associated with the school districts, to call them to accountability in the place where that takes place, which is at these school board meetings. And that individuals, patriots, should be there to ensure that parents have the opportunity to speak up. Who else is going to speak up on behalf of these kids, T. Rose? If the parents are not allowed, if the parents can't, if the parents are scared to speak up to defend their children, what in God's name do they do? And when you have teachers that are telling their kids, lie to your parents, don't tell them, oh, you can be a teddy bear, you can be a cat, you can be a dog, you can change your gender, we'll help you change your name, we'll do all these things, and oh, we're not going to tell your mom and dad, and you don't need to tell them either, and you should lie to your parents?
Right.
No, that is an absolute betrayal of public trust. 100% betrayal. And it is child abuse. And it needs to be addressed. It needs to be called out. These are criminal acts. And accountability needs to be held. And I'm saying, sheriffs, you understand your oaths. You understand your responsibilities. And your responsibility is to ensure that these individuals that are committing these acts against these children are held accountable under the color of law. Period. And if you know that a crime is being committed and that these individuals are committing this crime, then you need to act accordingly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. Doug Barton is with me on the other side, and we're talking about this very same issue because it's happening. It's already done in Nigeria. They're killing them in Nigeria for trying to protect themselves, killing them. And don't think that's not coming here, because that's exactly what we're facing, and we need to be monitoring and watching what's happening in places like Nigeria and Israel and so on. And media's role is to report the truth. That's it. Just report it. Just report it. Report what's going on so that people know and can take their own course of action predicated on what they believe to be truth. T-Rose, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Appreciate all that Newsbusters does, all that CensorTrack does. CensorTrack.org, by the way, if you're being censored, CensorTrack.org is your friend. And if you're concerned about the suppression of news, or you see somewhere where you think it's being suppressed and that's not being reported, report it to Newsbusters. They'd love to hear your story. Thanks again, T-Rose. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Pastor Greg.
All right, folks, we're taking a break. We come back. Douglas Barton will be with me on the other side. Truth Nigeria joins me on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And yes, by the way, having done all, the Word of God says, putting on your armor and having done all, stand. And that's not a passive position, friends. That's not a passive position. There's a reason that Paul speaks about this from a position as though we are in at war, because we are. We are at war with evil. Now, I firmly believe that Jesus Christ can change anyone's life. And we offer the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven with an open door to come in through Christ, and you are crucified with Christ. But understand that this assault on children must end. My next guest and I are going to be talking. He is leading Truth Nigeria Media Group. And yesterday, if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, I hope that you will. Masara Kim and I spoke live from Nigeria with video evidence of the Nigerian army murdering Nigerians. And this is the Islamic regime. Please understand, we are under assault here in the United States of America, and the parallels just can't be ignored. I welcome my next guest to the program. Douglas Barton is my guest. Douglas, welcome. It's great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here, sir.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. An honor as usual.
I know that you really wanted to get into this, the parallelisms between what's happening in Nigeria and what's happening in America, and I think that it's really important for people to understand, that Nigeria is years ahead of us, if you will, relative to what that regime is doing to its people. But certainly there's a reflection back on us. And Rick Manning just about an hour ago made the statement, and it's truth. And that is that the Obama administration and Joe Biden, then the vice president, were instrumental in the illegal migration of many of these terrorists into Nigeria that spawned this 10 years ago.
Right. Well, it's well known to people, strategic experts, that the great migration over Nigeria's northern border, which is a porous border, really accelerated in 2014. And many Nigerian political experts insist that it was deliberate and it was intentional. And the idea was to bring Muslim activists and some terrorists into the country to have an impact on the presidential elections in Nigeria in 2015, because one of the candidates was the party of the All Progressives Congress. Muhammadu Buhari was an outspoken advocate of Muslim fundamentalism in Nigeria, and it's been reported by Laura Logan and many others that his campaign director was David Axelrod, who had left the Obama administration to help him run his campaign in Nigeria.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that name, folks, because that name is critical. It was Axelrod that ran Obama's campaign, basically. He announced in Ayer's living room, but Axelrod was the guy that basically ran the campaign, as I understand it.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, and that was Axelrod advising Muhammadu Buhari as what to do in Abuja, Nigeria.
And, of course, as you know, Masara Kim and I spoke about yesterday, the goal of this regime is to create an Islamic Republic. That's their goal, their purpose and their goal. Doug, talk to me about your analysis on why you believe that there's a parallelism between what's happening. As I kind of introduced the segment, the parallelism between what's happening in Nigeria right now, which is a genocide and a slaughter of those that are not in alignment with the authoritarian government, versus what's taking place here in the United States. How do you see those aligning?
Thank you, Greg. Well, it's not talked about very much. In fact, if at all, your program yesterday really broke new ground, because I haven't heard anyone make this parallel. But obviously, there is a deep state in Nigeria, just like there is in the United States. The Nigerian government is very centrally managed. They don't have any local police in any of the 36 states in Nigeria. Do you realize that? No local police. All the police are hired and managed by the federal police force in Abuja. So therefore, the president and his cronies and his regime have all the police powers, and of course they control the army and all the national security apparatus.
Wow.
So if we ask what's the problem, what's the key problem of massive massacres of religious minorities in Nigeria, especially Christians, well, what is it? It's the fact that the unsympathetic regime in Abuja controls all the police. And they can stop the police from coming to, you know, a SOS, coming to an emergency. They can slow them down. And they do. Also,
I was just going to say, I mean, we witnessed that. If you watched the program yesterday, that was clearly witnessed by what we saw in those videos that were sent over to us by Masara Kim. There was clear evidence. As a matter of fact, I can pop one of those up right now and show you folks. This is what we bore witness to yesterday. Hang on, it's loading really quick.
Keep in mind, Pastor Greg, this video you're showing, it hasn't been shown on any media in Nigeria. None.
Which is ridiculous.
Yaramu sun mutu, mata sun mutu, mun sha wahala a duniya. Gwamnati ta ji tausayin mu, ba abinci, sojoji su koma.
I want to take this back for a second. Listen to these weapons. As Masara said yesterday, those are heavy duty. That's heavy duty gunfire. That's not. Those are not small, individual house weapons. That's heavy duty gunfire by military personnel. Those are high grade military weapons being used against these civilians.
Well, Greg, those are anti-aircraft guns.
It's ridiculous. Being used against civilians.
Well, we don't know that the anti-aircraft guns themselves are used against the civilians, but here's what hasn't been reported and that only Masara Kim at truthnigeria.com published on August the 7th or August the 8th. And that is that three civilians among the nonviolent protesters standing by the hundreds out in the streets of Mengu town. It's a big town of about 200,000 people. Outraged mothers who had lost relatives at a massacre the previous night, just a mile away. The military compound was just a mile away, and they didn't send any troops to rescue the people or defend them who were getting attacked at 1 o'clock in the morning. They didn't send them until an hour later. And I think four people or six people were killed that day needlessly. The mothers were out in the streets protesting, pressing up against armored personnel carriers. And there was no reason for the...
Masara said there were 50 that died.
Well, there weren't 50 that died the previous night, but about 50 had been killed on May 16th. At the attack where Masara himself was under fire. He was in a firefight for over an hour. The bullets were flying all around him. He was hiding under the wheels of a gun truck.
I'm showing that video as you're speaking right now.
So here's the thing. On August, this is on Monday, August the 7th, the moms, this is a mother-led demonstration. Pastor Greg, mainly mothers who lost their husbands over previous months and years. This is a long-running massacre. This is a genocide against Christians.
Right.
So they were screaming and saying to the army, to the soldiers, you came here on July 26th. The general brought you here to defend us. If you're not going to defend us, then leave. Get out of here, right? So they may have angered the soldiers. All we know is that three people were killed, all right, murdered, somehow by gunfire from the soldiers. Many of the women were butted. They were hit with rifle butts, and they had bloody wounds. That's why you saw photos of women holding handkerchiefs over their heads, right? Now, just think about it, Greg. 53 years ago, there was a murder of four college students at Kent State University in Ohio. And they were protesting something similar. It was an anti-war protest on Kent State campus. Four people were murdered. or they were killed by a National Guard who said they felt threatened. Well, these women didn't threaten anyone. They weren't throwing rocks, but they were killed. One of them was John Tanko. His body was later run. A few minutes later, he was run over by one of the gun trucks, right?
Right.
And this story hasn't been reported. Only Massaro reported it. The mainstream media, which corresponds to the fake news media in the United States and Nigeria, here's another parallel. The fake news media wouldn't report it, even though they did report the demonstration of the moms.
And again, the reality here is, and you can see it in the picture, these are military trucks. And that one picture of that military truck that is them literally running over a man in the crowd.
They're running over a man who had been shot previously. His name was John Tanko. He was hit by the bullets. He was lying in the street. He might have been saved. He might have been dead, but they ran over him. And you'll hear the crowd say, when that truck passes by, you will hear a noise from the crowd. It's a murmur of shock. The Mengu people are saying, and they ran over him.
Now, Doug, talk to me about what Truth Nigeria is trying to accomplish here, and the challenges that you're facing.
Thank you very much. TruthNigeria.com is a new and very unique website dedicated to giving the full truth about the genocide happening in Nigeria, but also other news about Nigeria, some of the positive features about the great people, the resilience of the Nigerian people. So the main thing, though, is TruthNigeria.com is telling the full truth. Massara Kim is one of the bravest and most effective reporters I have known in my lifetime. He is definitely unique among reporters in Nigeria because he has spent years working with me and reporting for other newspapers such as the Epoch Times. Mm-hmm. And before that, he was reporting with me for Zanger News in 2020. What he reports is more than just that there was a killing and so many people lost their lives. He also reports the logistics, the background, and the context. He reports who the identities of the people who do the killing. The mainstream Nigerian media uses amorphous terms like unknown gunmen, or they use the term hooligans or criminals or bandits, and they never identify the real nature of the people who are actually doing these killings. They are 100% members of one ethnicity, the Fulani ethnicity, which is known as the herding class, and they some of them are bandits and some of them are paid mercenaries. They get paid pretty good to go into these villages and kill people and drive them out so that the farming people can be moved out and their land can be settled by herding people. And this is what Massara was talking about yesterday, that there has been a massive free movement of people from the Sahel region into Nigeria over the last several years. These are landless people. They are chiefly members of the Fulani ethnicity. They're looking for land that they can acquire. They're not native to the states where they're coming into. And this is actually the root cause of the terrorism in the north: porous borders and lawlessness and a lack of in law enforcement by the police agencies. The police agencies have actually been weaponized against the very people they're supposed to defend. We, Massara Kim and I and others, have documented the complicity of the Nigerian army in supporting these killings in the Middle Belt.
Well, and I think that that's something, Doug, that is really just a huge part of the atrocity of this story is understanding that. And from an international perspective, there's no international pressure on the president of Nigeria or any members of the government, the Islamic government of Nigeria. There's no pressure on them whatsoever to cease from this genocide. There's no efforts to say we're going to sanction you. We're going to they delisted Nigeria as a nation of significant concern,
right?
And as a direct result of that, the quote unquote human rights atrocities have dramatically increased.
They have. Which is one of the reasons that Mr. Judd Saul, the founder of Equipping the Persecuted, that's a wonderful nonprofit that gives humanitarian aid to the victims of these massacres. It's called Equipping the Persecuted. Mr. Judd Saul took the initiative to set up with me TruthNigeria.com. Right. So there's no pressure, but there has been a change shows a downward turn from in the Biden administration. Under Donald Trump, there was recognition, and there was a speech by Donald Trump that greatly embarrassed the president of Buhari. And after that time, the atrocities kind of stopped happening for several months. So Donald Trump was confronting the President Buhari at the White House in May of 2018. And the idea was to show we're an allies and we're selling you some aircraft. But Donald Trump was told by a Christian activist who was in the National Security Council that, there are atrocities out there, many that have been happening in Nigeria. So Donald Trump went off script, as he often does, and he turned to the President Buhari and said, why are you allowing so much persecution of Christians in your country? And Buhari was shocked. He didn't expect it. He didn't have anything to say. Because, of course, he knew it was true.
Yep.
But then he went back home, and for several months, guess what? No attacks.
Well, because, again, at that point, they understood that they were going to be under the microscope. And if any attacks had taken place, then the assistance that they were looking for from the United States might well not be coming. Now, that's not the case. And now I will say that, Buhari and the Muslims are not in favor of the LGBTQ agenda that is being promoted by this administration. And they're not accepting of that. But there is no effort to actually stop the genocide of Christians in Nigeria by any outside large, countries like the United States or the UN or nobody's speaking up. Nobody's speaking up, Doug, that I'm aware of.
That's why I'm here today, Greg. Okay, here's the deal. There's no one who could know about Hunter Biden's laptop in October of 2020, right? When that story broke in the New York Post, we weren't allowed to hear about it.
Correct.
Because Twitter suspended the account of Miranda Devine at the New York Post.
Yep.
Suspended the account of anyone who talked about it. It was supposed to be a national security threat because it was fake. And that's what Anthony Biden went to 50 people he knew in the State Department and the intelligence agencies, and he got them to co-sign this letter that he sent then to news media saying that we are under the threat, of a psychological operation by Russia. This is all
you mean. You mean Joe Biden, not Anthony Biden. Joe Biden.
I'm sorry. I don't mean Anthony Biden. I mean Joe Biden. It was Hunter Biden's laptop,
mm-hmm.
and it was the election season. So that was on its face the most significant piece of election interference in the whole election cycle. Spiking that story. Now we know it was totally fake. Like we know the Russia collusion allegation was fake from the get-go. Now, the same thing happens in Nigeria on a regular basis. For example, after the killing of the three civilian protesters on August 7th, there was a story the next day. There was a TV story on TVC News, which is based in Lagos, and it reported the demonstration. But it didn't report the shooting of the protesters. Well, why not? Well, maybe because TVC News Channel is owned by the Muslim president of the country, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, right? So there, we have checked, and the journalist, the TV journalist we have talked to, have admitted they're scared. They are afraid to publish the truth because they'll be fired, they will be censured, they'll be blacklisted, right? That's why we need to stand with Masara Kim and TruthNigeria.com and let the regime know they cannot marginalize the person who's telling the truth. You cannot solve a problem that is not diagnosed, can you? You can't diagnose and solve a problem that isn't known. Their media right. strategy is predicated upon what the U.S. fake news media is doing.
100%. And I think the fake news media in the United States is acting in accordance. I mean, this is a global problem. This isn't a problem that's confined just to the United States. You've got fake news in the UK, fake news in Germany, fake news in France, fake news throughout Europe. Although, you know, I've heard some say, oh, well, you know, you can get, you know, some truth out of European news sources. And there are some European news sources that are sharing things that we won't hear here necessarily. But what's interesting is those same sources won't release the truth to their own people about what's happening in their own countries. So it's a bad situation. All right, Douglas Burton, TruthNigeria.com, TruthNigeria.com. Is there an email if people, is there a way to sign up there, or do they just kind of keep going back to the site and gathering information?
Go to the site and look at the stories and like them and register as a fan. We need we need people to support it. If you'd like to give a donation, you don't do that at truthnigeria.com. Go to Equipping the Persecuted, equippingthepersecuted.com. That's our founding organization, and that is a charity. So you can get a deduction there. We are looking for writers, by the way. We're looking for more contributors, both in the United States and in Nigeria.
There you go. TruthNigeria.com. Discover the truth about Nigeria. And you can see the site on the screen there, right up next to my good friend Douglas Burton. Douglas, thank you for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. All right, folks, we're out of time today. We will be back tomorrow for Thursday's program. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll also be doing a live India service at the end of our program tomorrow. So be sure and be ready for that. And keep our folks in India in your prayers. If you'd like to help support what we're doing over there, you can do that by making your donation at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We've got our orphans that we're looking after. We've got the widows and the sewing schools, as well as the wells that we're doing there as well, and our outreaches where we feed people every time we do an outreach into a remote village. I'm out of time. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up next year on TECN-TV. I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless you and have a great rest of your day. And remember, at the end of the day, you have a job to do to advance His kingdom. Be about your Father's business. I'll be back tomorrow.